Behold, we make all things new through our perception and understanding of what actually is. Our thoughts appear externalized because they are what actually is, what mind is disclosing, in spite of the finite sense which inverts the real and apparently creates an illusion. We must regard all the experiences of our world, all that concern ourselves, subjectively as the unfolding of mind, present as ideas or thoughts, expressing or revealing God. The minute our thought becomes objective, the minute we look to objects of sense, away from the ideas of soul, the minute we think that things are transpiring in our world externally or independent of our consciousness of God, mind's awareness of itself, that minute our present sense world ceases to be mind's or spirit's world of infinite ideas. It then lacks substance, continuity, eternality, and possesses the limitations and self-destructive elements of mortal mind. What one apparently sees is what actually is, in spite of our present sense, which gives it finite, limited appearance. Absolute good appears as relative good, but it is still good, one good. In the textbook, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Material sense defines all things materially and has a finite sense of the infinite," close quote. So where the inversion, the finite appearance, the relative good, the material object seems to be, the right idea is in mind, or consciousness, God, our mind and consciousness, or we would have no sense of anything. No matter what we appear to be conscious of, it is really an idea of soul seen through the lens of false or limited sense. Man always has the right idea because man is reflection, the one consciousness being conscious of itself regardless of what appears to be. This is the truth. To personal sense, these ideas appear finite, material, limited, and always will to personal sense. But the testimony of personal sense does not change the evidence. As our spiritual discernment approximates the awareness of mind, the so-called human or objects of sense, which are the divine or the ideas of soul imperfectly seen, will appear more substantial, more tangible, more beautiful, more contributive. Leaving, quote, the mortal basis of belief and uniting with the one mind, close quote, we prove the visibility, substance, tangibleness of the ideas of soul as our present sense experience. Even with our present dim discernment, which appears as crude concepts, fleeting forms, we have some sense of substance and tangibility to our world. As that discernment becomes understanding, our sense of substance, the eternality of these divine ideas, will appear more and more with no sense of deterioration and decay. As this understanding unfolds, we will not lose our friends, our family, our money, our homes, but will see or possess them, shall we say, reflect them, in perfection and greater loveliness, because we are demonstrating that we are the consciousness which is mind, God, and thus conscious forever and forever of the infinite ideas which are itself. These divine ideas, which mind, our mind, is conscious of, unfolding as our understanding, give us a sense of health, wholeness, joy, spontaneity, freedom, beauty, dominion in our world or as our world or body, with no sense of limitation, disease, disaster. When we understand God's boundless bliss, we are being boundless bliss. When we understand His immortality, we are being His immortality, regardless of our appearance as a human. When we know truth, we be truth to every situation that could arise, and this is reflection or oneness. When we know love, we are being love, and this wipes out any belief of human need. These impersonal ideas of God, present as our understanding, are that mind present, giving one a sense of ability, intelligence, wisdom, judgment, purity, kindness, courage, honesty, tolerance. We possess or reflect all these qualities instinctively because of our relationship with God, because of the one mind. Demonstrating our unity with God, we demonstrate our possession of the qualities. They cannot be acquired in any other way. However, these divine ideas, these imperishable ideas of soul, cannot appear tangible and substantial with form and activity as our being or character. If there is in our sense of things any recognition of the material and human, any desire or wish to make something over, matter man, the human, as such, is not tangible. Spirit is tangible. Matter is a dying belief, the law of which is disappearance. The human cannot be tangible unless we see that it is the divine imperfectly seen. Then it is no longer human to us. It is divine. When we understand substance, form, and tangibility as spirit or mind, expressed as ideas without dimension or measure, we will never lose the sense of substance, the sense of possessing all that makes for an harmonious, beautiful, complete experience. It is helpful to see that possession is reflection, never possession of things or ideas. We do not possess understanding. Understanding is us. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Understanding is the reality of all things brought to light," close quote. We read in Science and Health. A table, an automobile, a house, and all the other things which appear to meet the needs of humanity today are really only a material, limited sense of what is actually present as ideas of completeness, wholeness, satisfaction, ease, that which is contributive to a perfect state of being. When understood as love manifested as ideas, and not as the material things they appear to be, they will always bless us, always add to our comfort, happiness, and well-being, always satisfy us. There will never be too much or too little, either of which is hampering and limiting. As reflection, man reflects infinitely, which means he possesses infinitely, which means he is infinite. Accordingly, every idea is ours, contributing to our well-being. Suppose a yacht would be contributive to our freedom. The demand for the yacht would reveal that we had it. We possessed it before, but until there was a demand for it, it could not appear. The demand is the supply. If it could have appeared through human will or wish, it would not have blessed us. We lose the conscious possession or sense of health, wealth, and happiness, they vanish when we seek for them, because they do not exist as such. In seeking for them, we are unconscious of the true ideas of mind, which they are. Mrs. Eddy once said, quote, "If we do not control our possessions through the understanding that they are spiritual, they will control us through the belief that they are material." Close quote. All phenomena, all the objects of sense, all the things of which we are conscious, is mind aware of its own substance and perfect being. What these phenomena appear to be is our present understanding of truth or reality. Therefore, there are no phenomena to be healed, to be changed. The phenomena of mind being ideas, perfect, eternal, beautiful, any attempt to outline humanly, calling things good, things bad, some things right and some things wrong, will interfere with the demonstration, because the demonstration is mind's demonstration of itself as infinite ideas. Things are not things, they are ideas, mind revealing its infinitude. Mind demonstrates itself as ideas, and we have the demonstration of things in proportion to our apprehension of the ideas. Again, any attempt to conceive the form of activity of the ideas of soul, the phenomena of mind, results in disappointment, unhappiness, discouragement. Human idealism always makes suffering. Human ideals not only result in disappointment and unhappiness, but in self-condemnation and self-righteousness. In idealizing the human, we make a lesser God with feet of clay. The person who has degrees of good and evil in his thought is always in trouble. Mind cannot demonstrate itself, its perfection, its joy, its dominion, its allness, unless it is present as our consciousness of its true ideas. All things, being the infinite nature of love or soul, revealing itself in infinite beauty, comfort, joy, completeness, as ideas, are discernible only to spiritual sense or consciousness. We cannot perceive substance, form, or reality in any other way. They are never discernible as the objects of sense they appear to be, and therefore objects of sense cannot be demonstrated as our conscious possession until we perceive spiritual ideas, although these ideas may appear as the good things of human living. Christian Science will do for us beyond our greatest expectations if we will remove the limits and obstructing presence of wish, will, and desire, and permit impersonal or abstract truth to become personal, concrete evidence through its own omnipresence and law. What appears as the ideas of things or people, the limitations, inaction, overaction, all that is hurtful and perishable, are illusions, animal magnetism, ignorance of what is actually occurring, and have nothing to do with the objects of sense, which are the ideas of soul unfolding as our consciousness. They have only to do with the mortal mind concept. Disease, accidents, anything hurtful or baneful, never have anything to do with man, even in belief, but only with mortal mind. Whatever is occurring is good, is blessing, or it is not occurring. This explains the healing of disease without destruction of things or the human being. The objects of sense, then, appear perishable or imperishable according to our understanding of true substance and their nature as ideas of soul. Their continuity depends upon this also.